You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
March 21st is the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. With that date in mind, Ellen Woodsworth proposed a motion at Vancouver City Council to have the city join other cities in the fight against racism. The motion was to join the Canadian Coalition of Municipalities Against Racism and Discrimination and for the city to develop an action plan to support that work. Councillor Woodsworth has been quoted as saying that passing the motion was a no-brainer. But that's not what happened at City Council. Instead, they voted to strike the motion and send the issue to the city's Multiculturalism Committee. Since an article talking about how the motion was handled at council was published in the Georgia Strait, there have been some new developments, and a similar motion will be moved at the next council meeting. Ellen Woodsworth joins us this morning. Hello, Ellen.
Good morning.
So what is the Canadian Coalition of Municipalities Against Racism and Discrimination?
This is a body that is the creation of a committee of UNESCO, and this committee was struck with the support of cities around the world to get the cities, which are the engines of the world's economy and the centers of the of population growth in Canada, obviously, to really engage with the struggle against racial discrimination and for human rights. And in 2005, there was a national meeting in Canada, which Vancouver City staff were part of. And at that point, Toronto joined the committee. And shortly thereafter, in 2006, Calgary joined. And since then, over 33 municipalities across Canada has joined. But even though Canada was at the table when it was the coalition got going in Canada, we have never joined. So when I was at the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, I realized this, and I spoke to the commission about Vancouver joining, and they were very excited. I had assumed that one of the other councillors might bring this forward, but they didn't, so I decided to work on it. One, because I was very disturbed by the lack of representation of diversity at the opening ceremonies of the Olympics and the closing ceremonies of the Olympics. Two, the International Day for the Elimination of Racism was coming up. And three, because the Federation of Canadian Municipalities is meeting in May, and they're having a meeting of this coalition to discuss how to go forward. And fourth, it's really an embarrassment that Vancouver, being a city where the majority of residents are quote-unquote visible minorities, meaning they don't have equal power and say in the city, we should join. So I worked with the vice chair of the Multicultural Committee and developed a strongly worded motion, which I sent out to all members of council, and tried to talk to the liaison to the Multicultural Committee about, and he was unable to discuss this with me for reasons unbeknownst to me. And then I asked him to second it, and initially he said that he would oppose it, and then he said he would support simply the joining of the coalition. And then finally, when it came for debate on the floor at the council meeting on March the 2nd, he struck and replaced the motion and asked that it be referred to the Multicultural Advisory Committee.
Let me just back up for a minute. What was it about the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games that particularly bothered you?
Well, Vancouver hosted the world, and at the opening ceremonies, you had eight white people in white uniforms carrying in the Canadian flag, and then you had four white people in white uniforms lighting the Olympic flame. And I was just shocked. This does not represent Canada. That does not represent Vancouver. And I thought it was a complete insult. And then when a number of leading activists in the city wrote a letter to the John Furlong asking for an explanation and an apology and request that the closing ceremonies reflect the diversity, he refused to apologize and did not change the closing ceremonies. The only thing that changed about the closing ceremony is at least they recognized that Canada is a nation of two nations, both the Francophone nation and the Anglophone nation, but in terms of the diversity of Canada that exists today, we just didn't see it.
Now, how would joining the coalition and committing to their 10 commitments against racism and discrimination, how would that change that? I mean, what's involved in joining that coalition?
Well, it's a very powerful coalition around the world, and by joining it, we commit to implementing a plan of action and working with these other municipalities. And there's three sort of, you know, guidelines for municipalities. So it's the municipality as the guardian of public interest, municipalities as an organization in the fulfillment of human rights, and municipalities as a community sharing responsibility for respecting and promoting human rights and diversities. So within those three obligations of municipalities, there are 8 points that we need to fulfill. And the exciting thing about being part of this coalition against racial discrimination is that we can then learn from best practices that other cities in Canada and around the world are using. And I think that we need to be proactive in really getting ahead of what's happening as people, you know, as the economy collapses. Obviously, it collapses in ways that impact on different sectors more than another sector. So when I was speaking at the International Women's Day event at City Hall, I did some research on what the situation was for different communities in Canada, and I found that in the BC CEDAW report that poverty rates for Aboriginal women are 36%, for women of color 29%, and immigrant women at 23%. So you can see that if you don't put a gender and race lens on your work as a city councillor and as the government of a city, you're not going to really be able to do the best kind of work that you need to do to make sure that Vancouver is the number one city for everyone, not just for a select few.
So you brought your motion to council on March 2nd.
Yes.
And then what happened there?
Well, there was a strong debate on council about whether this should have gone to the Multicultural Committee. I worked very closely with the vice chair of the Multicultural Committee. In fact, she helped draft significant parts of my motion. But the fact is, the city has a multicultural policy. All levels of the city are supposed to be involved in fighting racism and working for multicultural rights. And we are doing a number of initiatives. One of the ones that will be launched shortly is an initiative to work with the Chinese community and the Aboriginal community. But, you know, every level of our organization must be working on these issues proactively. And joining a national or an international body, such as the Canadian Coalition Against Racism and Discrimination, is a council decision. We never go to committees to ask them whether we should join organizations. Our advisory committees meet once every 4 months and have minimal staff support, and they're wonderful volunteers that are involved in those committees, and certainly if they point out something that needs to be done, we'll take their advice, but we have our own levels of responsibility, and I'm very glad that, you know, we're going forward with this, and we'll talk about that later, but council must be proactive and set the guidelines for how committees move on issues and how staff need to be moving on issues.
So why do you think Kerry Jiang then moved to have it go to the Multicultural Committee?
Well, my understanding from what he said, both before council and during council, is that he felt that an issue around multiculturalism needed to go through the Multicultural Committee, and that he felt that he hadn't been consulted, and that he felt that people would, he heard that people were opposing this. But in fact, I had worked with the vice chair. There hadn't been any meeting in this committee. He'd had the documentation for over a year. I had tried to consult with it. He did have the motion. And the fact is it's a council responsibility. And what happened once the motion was put online, I had support from Deng Cheng, who's a conservative banker and executive director of Success, the Laurier Institute, Sharan Gill, Beth Nan, who actually sat on the original UNESCO commission, Edmund Wong, who's president of the Chinese Professional Association of Canada. So there was Indira Prost, who's a professor at Langara, broad-based support. In fact, there was absolute unanimous support in the 18 submissions we had, and over 8 people came and spoke to this motion. So I was very surprised that there would be any question. Normally, a motion like this would just go through with unanimous support of council.
So there was an article about the motion then published last week in the Georgia Strait.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of reaction did that provoke?
Well, there was a strong article in the Georgia Strait and also one in the West Ender. And what happened was that the vice chair of the committee and the chair of the committee called an emergency meeting of the Multicultural Committee. That committee, which already had the motion by then, of course, unanimously approved the motion and didn't. They only asked for clarification of support, so there was no disagreement on the Multicultural Committee. They couldn't understand it, why it hadn't just gone through. So then they sent a letter to the city clerk saying that they unanimously supported the motion, and then at that point I had an email from Councillor Jiang asking me if I would re-enter the motion, but once a motion has been either defeated or struck and replaced, then you have to change the word, and you can't bring the same motion to council. So what I did is I took the wording that the Multicultural Advisory Committee used, which I can quote if you would like me to, and just a simple, therefore be resolved that the City of Vancouver become a member of the Canadian Coalition of Municipalities Against Racism and Discrimination, and Councillor Jiang has seconded it.
Is there a difference in tone between your motion and the second motion?
Well, yes, there is. It's a strong, the whereases are strong that the Multicultural Advisory Committee has sent it, and they unanimously recommend that council become a member. But in my original motion, I had some strong wording in the therefore be resolved, which is what remains when a vote motion is finally voted on. The whereases are taken out and the therefore be resolved. And the wording on my original motion, which you can see on the city website under March 2nd council meeting, is very strong and talks about racism and discrimination, dividing communities and threatening democratic and rights and participatory citizenships and aggravating inequalities. I talk about systemic and systematic racism. And just the wording is much stronger. However, you know, once we join the SMART, as it's called, there is a 10-point program that any body that joins SMART will follow. And my motion also, my original motion called for us to develop a plan of action. But that is inherent in the joining. But I did want to get it in the motion to make sure that we're really proactive on that.
Well, thanks for giving us the background on this, and I look forward to seeing what the city does with it after it's passed.
Thank you so much.
I've been speaking with Councillor Ellen Woodsworth. You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.